This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. Some breaking news. Rachel Ray's house is on fire. We talk about Rachel Ray on the show periodically and never thought I'd have to talk about her house being on fire. We're going to talk about that. Speaking of fires, there's been some discord on and disagreement on what caused the Beirut explosion. We have some explosive experts saying it wasn't ammonium nitrate. It was actually missiles based on how they followed the footage of the blast and how they, you know, saw orange smoke and some yellow smoke instead of the red. Or so we'll kind of hash that out. All I know is when I'm watching that video of that Beirut explosion and you just see building after building get destroyed, you kind of wonder why the death toll is only 160. It has to be tragically higher. I don't see how anybody survived that blast within that mile radius. So we'll kind of break that down as to what happened there. Donald Trump took matters into his own hands, and he signed an executive order to get things done when it came to the extra unemployment benefits and cutting payroll taxes. And so people are pretty ticked off, but that's just kind of what Donald Trump does. That's him being Donald Trump. He's going to get things done, and he's going to just do it. So we'll talk about if that's good or bad. There's some new cervical cancer screening guidelines that the American Cancer Society came out with. It's some OBs are like, wait, no, I don't think I'm buying this. So we'll talk about whenever doctors kind of, you know, fight over women's cervixes, it's always an interesting story. And then, of course, a lot of issues coming up with masks. Apparently there was this kind of, I don't want to call it a groundbreaking study. It was a study looking at how easy it is to test masks and how to find a way to inexpensively test masks. And they came up with a way, and when they tested masks, they actually found that one mask makes things worse. In fact, it's even worse than not wearing a mask at all. So we got a lot today to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but we are never too talkative to not take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I do telemedicine, so I see about 30, 40 patients a day. And I get calls on a variety of issues. You know, my skin is breaking out, my eyes hurt, my contacts seem drier, I'm getting size, and, you know, it happens. You know, you get calls for acne, you get calls for these things, okay? But the call that bothers me the most is when I have somebody call in saying, look, I need a work release or I need something because I can't wear the mask all day. Now, I talked about this months ago. I said, guys, if you're going to go back to work after the lockdown and you're going to have to wear a mask outside in 111-degree heat or for, you know, 8-9 hours a day, you might as well practice with it because it's not going to be that easy. I've worn masks my whole life, I mean, you know, my whole career, but I could take them off and on to speak to patients or to go in between rooms. Until COVID, I still got plenty of breaks with my mask. Unfortunately, at work, many people are saying they can't get a break. And so I'm getting, as chief complaints or as these calls coming in, I can't wear a mask all day. And I know people think it sounds like, oh, they're being a weenie. It's not weenie-itis. All right? If you are lucky enough to get an N95 respirator, have you ever been in that for 8 hours a day? It's kind of warm. It's not very easy to do. And, we thought, okay, guys, you know, just wear the masks. You only have to hopefully do it for a couple months. Hopefully, you know, coronavirus will eventually die out or something. And it's not looking that way. And as I see it, we're going to probably be dealing with masks for the next couple years. You know, I went out to dinner with my mom, and it was kind of nice. It was really good, you know, and she behaved herself. You know, she didn't, you know, ask for, you know, 17,000 napkins like she usually does. So it was a real nice night. You know, but, you know, I was talking to the waiter, and I was like, you know, look, even after COVID leaves, you know, people are going to like masks. They're going to not want chefs or food servers, you know, breathing on their food. Or, you know, I mean, this is something, and he agreed, you know, I don't think the masks are going away. I don't think the plexiglass is going away. And so why do we have to even talk about it? So everybody just live with their mask. Well, because I'm starting to see some issues that people can't live with. You know, they're breaking out a lot. I mean, I break out, and, you know, it happens. I am noticing I'm breaking out more. When I have to wear a mask and it's hot outside and I'm sweating, I am breaking out more. But I'm getting a lot of people with keratitis. Keratitis is where you get inflammation of the mouth, and you get, like, a breakdown of the skin, and you get it in the creases. And bacteria could set in, and fungi could set in. So I'm having patients come in with horrible-looking mouths. Well, not come in, but call in with horrible-looking mouths. And you know, it depends on the cause. If it's a fungal, we do that. If it's a bacterial cause, we do an antibacterial. If it's a perioral dermatitis, you got to be careful with steroids. You don't want to use steroids on the face for that. It can make it worse. So depending on what they have, you know, we address it. But sometimes we just need some ventilation. They just need to get some air. What's going on with the eyes is you have staph bacteria, and the staph bacteria can get into the little pores, little glands, little oil glands, or lacrimal ducts. No, not lacrimal ducts, but you got the little tiny pores in the eyelid. Bacteria could get in and then could cause styes. So I'm seeing an uptick in styes. Why? Well, maybe because when we have the mask on, when we breathe, the air breathes up. You know, when I have a mask and I breathe, my bangs are always, like, moving. So it's like, see? You know, when I breathe through my mouth, if it's not going out this way, it goes up this way. And then as more air is going into the eyes, it's starting to dry out the eye. So if you're a contact lens wearer, you're in trouble. So my recommendations is for those of you that wear contacts, make sure you're doing your rewetting drops. For those of you that are getting dry eye that don't wear contacts, there's artificial tears. You know, if you have to wear a mask all day and you can't take it off, you can put artificial tears. You got to clean your face more often. If you're putting a full face makeup and then you're wearing the mask and then you're sweating at work, yeah, you're going to get acne. So you're going to have to wash your face. You're going to have to maybe use less makeup. Or if you get to wear a mask, just don't put makeup on that part of the face, right? But keep that mask on good. With the keratitis, if you start to drool and you're used to wiping your mouth and you can't wipe your mouth with your mask, you might need to quickly go to the bathroom, do a quick wipe or whatever. But moisture that is causing breakdown a lot of times with this keratitis, I didn't mention the moisture is a big component of it. You can't wipe it off because you're worried about germs spreading. You're going to have to do frequent bathroom breaks. So we might have to do more frequent mask breaks outside in an open area where people could get some air to their face. But I don't think months-long mask wearing is easy for a lot of people. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Dr.JoelWallach.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. One person is dead after several homes collapsed in a northwest Baltimore neighborhood this morning along Reisterstown Road after a gas explosion. The explosion happened along the 4200 block of Brook Hill Road near the Reisterstown Road Plaza before 10 a.m. You see a beautiful neighborhood with just a big chunk pulled out of it. At least three homes collapsed and the debris blew out windows in nearby homes. Baltimore City fire officials said a woman is dead and at least four others were taken to area hospitals in serious condition. They're trying to rescue at least one more person and are searching through the rubble for any additional victims. Baltimore County and Howard County fire crews are assisting Baltimore City Fire within the search and rescue operation, and Baltimore Gas and Electric is on the scene. Gas is being turned off in the immediate area. Eyewitnesses tell WJZ that they could hear a large boom and felt the ground shake for at least a four-block radius. Debris could be seen scattered in the roadway, and there's rubble where three homes stood. Somebody said, I heard a kaboom, and I thought it was a car or something when I came out. I seen the debris, and something's gone, totally gone. One man said he heard the explosion. He ran from his home without any shoes. When he arrived at the explosion, he could hear somebody saying help from under the rubble. He said it was catastrophic, like a bomb. Like, you watch things in other countries where they have, like, bombings and things like that. It was like watching that in real life. Telephone poles split, houses down the block, broken glass. When I initially got there, I could hear a voice just saying help. It's something I don't ever want to see again. I don't ever want to relive again. So he did all he could until first responders could arrive. He now smells like smoke and gas. He got in there. Unfortunately, nearby residents are right now all out of their homes. They're sitting in the shade because it is pretty hot. They are wearing masks for COVID, and they're trying to help their neighbors. And right now they're awaiting word so they could go back to their homes. So we don't know what's going on. We don't know, what caused the gas leak or what caused the explosion. But we will keep you guys posted. Rachel Ray, famous chef and show host, apparently has a fire. She and her husband have been able to escape. We're not really getting too many details of what's going on with that. But a fire did break out in her upstate New York home. The dog, Bella, is safe as well. The house is pretty damaged. We don't know to what extent. And I guess it's north of Albany. She's a native in the area, has been recording episodes of her television show at the home. So not sure, again, if something happened from the kitchen or what's going on there. More explosive news. When we look at what happened with Beirut last week, so far the death toll is up to 160. I can't believe it's not more. I hope it's not more. But when you look at the damage, I don't know if I'm sure everybody's already seen all the video footage. You could see the blast from so many angles. And the reason why it was captured is because there was a fire. And so people were videotaping the fire and trying to post the fire. And then from there, you saw the big explosion, just like what happened with the World Trade Centers. You know, first, plane hit, you saw the fire, people started to video record, and then they were able to catch the second plane, tragically, hit the World Trade Center. So people were watching, and there's plenty of footage of this Beirut explosion. But Danilo Cope is a explosive expert. He actually has a nickname, Mr. Dynamite. I don't know if he named himself that, Dynamite. I mean, if he's called himself Dynamite, I'd be a little bit more, concerned about his, references and qualifications. But apparently he knows a lot about explosives. And he says, I think there were armaments there. So apparently this blast, they think, was caused by burning military missiles and not ammonium nitrate. Danilo Cope is 56 years old, and he's from Italy. And he is the country's leading explosive expert. He thinks that the August 4th blast that killed 160 people, wounded 6,000, destroyed 300,000 homes was not caused by ammonium nitrate because the color of the cloud was orange. The explosive expert said that when ammonium nitrate detonates, it's an unmistakable yellow cloud. So when you see the initial fire, I was able to see the red. You do see red. But I also see orange and yellow. So that's why I was like, okay, well, it could be ammonium nitrate. But when you do catch it, you see that red glow. Now, according to him, that means, these orange plumes of smoke and the red might not be ammonium nitrate. He said there should have been a catalyst because otherwise it wouldn't all have exploded together. He said you could clearly see a brick orange column tending to bright red, typical of lithium participation, which in the form of lithium metal is the propellant for military missiles. He says, I think there were armaments there. Now, it's a port, right? I mean, they're in the Middle East. I wouldn't be surprised if, there was armaments there. But Mr. Cope explained that he thought there was a first larger explosion which may have started the fire where the ammunition was stored. Immunization. Yeah, I know. See, this is what happens when a doctor tries to report any foreign policy news, okay? You're still going to get some, Hippocratic slips in there. He claimed that this would have then spread to where there was some high explosive contained in rockets or missiles. Now, the explosion was believed to be a fifth the size of Hiroshima. And it was so enormous that it altered the shape of not only Beirut's skyline, but even the Mediterranean coastline. His claims come as the personal bodyguard of top Lebanese official Nabi Berri was seen firing rounds at protesters as fury over the Beirut explosion threatens to spark a revolution. The bodyguard pointed a firearm at swarms of demonstrators yesterday. Apparently, he shot rounds above their heads. Now, Berri is 82 years old and is the leader of the Shia faction in parliament, is backed by Hezbollah, from what we understand. His portrait was last week hung on the gallows as protesters demonstrated against the political leadership that blamed for the explosion. It's not the bodyguard, but Berri. So this, obviously people want answers. Yesterday, Iran said the country should refrain from politicizing the massive blast and urged the U.S. to lift sanctions against Lebanon. Said the blast should not be used as an excuse for political aims. The cause of the blast should be investigated carefully. That's Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi. Now, Iran backs Hezbollah. That's the armed Shiite Muslim group that is among Lebanon's most powerful political forces. Washington considers a terrorist group and has penalized with sanctions. So this ammonium nitrate we have seen, you know, involved in explosions, and we've been talking about it. It's an odorless crystalline substance used as a fertilizer. It's fairly, fairly benign in terms of fertilizers, but it could degrade, it could produce heat, and it is explosive and combustible. And they say 2 tons of it was used to create the bomb in the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing that destroyed a federal building, left 168 people dead. We've seen the Taliban use it. Experts say the fire in Beirut started after a spark from a welder ignited the highly reactive chemical, causing a blast, which made people wonder why weren't there more safety precautions? Though we're told that this stuff had been there for years, since 2013, 2014, and that there were 2,700 tons of the chemical. And again, people are asking, well, then why, if it is for fertilizer, then why wasn't it used? Why was it sitting for 5-6 years, all right, or 7 years? So, when it does blast, it's supposed to blast, and you're supposed to see yellow. Now, again, the blast was so quick, it looked like a blast. But seeing more of the red and seeing more of the orange could signify that there was something. I mean, if it really was 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate, you might see more of that cloud, more of that, you know, issue. But it's just, boy, that sonic, that shock wave and that mushroom that you saw, was to me it looked like a chemical explosion, but it could also be something else. So, their port is destroyed, and you just wonder, you know, if there was more of a, you know, terrorist sort of motive or something else. So Lebanon's government is already hanging by a thread. Thousands of protesters continue to take to the streets, clash with police. They have exchanged tear gas and Molotov cocktails. The army drafted in to take control of Martyr Square, the city center. And one officer has, I believe, died following an assault by the protesters. So protesters are everywhere. Speaking of protesters, in America, we had definitely a very busy weekend. From what I understand in Chicago, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, we're trying to get, you know, some more details on this. But there was a accusation that there was a child shooting, by a Chicago cop. Well, apparently this was supposedly a false rumor, and there were riots and looting that broke out on Chicago's Magnificent Mile. Over 100 have been arrested, 13 cops injured, racial tensions are flaring up, and this is on the 6th anniversary of Michael Brown's death. So 400 cops had to be discharged to the area. They tried to get a handle of escalating tensions as bridges were raised and tunnels closed. And this coincided with the 6th anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, Missouri. So, protests all over. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago is closing parts of its downtown after hundreds of looters descended on Chicago's upscale Magnificent Mile and other shopping areas late Sunday night, breaking windows and clearing out brand-name stores and mom-and-pop shops alike.
We got looting in Fermac in Michigan. Fermac in Michigan, Cash Wrap, Glass Break, Nordstrom. Several people have broken in and they have run.
The looting comes after police exchanged gunfire with the suspect and shot him on the city's south side. Rescue crews are looking for survivors after a deadly gas explosion destroyed three homes in Baltimore. Baltimore's fire chief says he doesn't know what caused the explosion, but Baltimore Fire Department said on Twitter that it was a major gas explosion. Three people were taken to the hospital and are in serious condition. You're listening to USA Radio News. With less than 100 days until the election, Ellie Weintraub, a commissioner on the Federal Election Commission, says there's a substantial chance that the nation won't know on election night what the final results will be, even possibly for the presidential race, but that's okay as it will take time to count the votes accurately. Weintraub making those comments to CNN. COVID-19 is not stopping an annual event from happening. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Thousands of motorcyclists have gathered in South Dakota for the annual Sturgis Rally. While crowds were expected to be lighter this year, because of the coronavirus pandemic, there's little evidence of any social distancing, according to witnesses. South Dakota has no mandatory mask requirements in place. The Republican governor, Kristi Noem, welcomed the bikers on Twitter, saying she's excited for the visitors to see what the state has to offer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So people were losing their minds that they were going to lose the $600 a week additional benefits, because I don't know about what you guys are, but where I am, we still have a lot of places closed. And there are people that want to go back to work. They're like, hire me. When can we open? I want to get back there. And then you have some people that are like, I have no plans on going back to work. This is kind of nice. But most of the people I've talked to, they really want to get back to work. And when the casino is closed, or the restaurant is closed, or the bar is closed, or that restaurant is attached to a bar that really kind of feeds it, and so now that restaurant has to be closed. You know, you have people that are kind of going, okay, look, You know, you start to cut this benefit. I'm seeing that this COVID thing isn't going away. Maybe cutting it is not a good idea. So Congress went back and forth, and from what I understand, I don't understand why it is that difficult. Okay, you guys decide, do we extend unemployment benefits or not? Do we add an incentive? Do we do the same amount of unemployment benefits? Okay, you would think it would be a pretty simple discussion and then majority rules, but unfortunately, whenever Congress passes a bill, Congress, Senate, House, Senate, there's always this extra stuff that has to be in it. You know, so somebody goes, well, you know, my state constituents need this, so I need to vote for this. You know, we got an election coming up. So you got all this grandstanding. Everybody needs to kind of make their constituents happy. This is why I can't stand politics. I don't care if you're right or left. I'm like, get something done. All right? And I can't stand how a bill has to have all this extra stuff put into it. You know, I mean, I'm really for bills that are just really kind of one line item bill. Is that what you call it? Where, okay, are we going to protect pre-existing conditions or are we not? Let's protect pre-existing conditions. So shall it be written? Shall it be done? Everybody take a vote. Yay, we voted. Good. Okay, now, so shall it be written? So shall it be done? All right, boom. Why are we throwing in all sorts of other stuff like cow farts? I really would like some verification of that. I did read the Obamacare bill. I don't know where it talked about cow farts, but from cow farts, apparently there is some funding to study cow farts in Obamacare. Please correct me if I'm wrong, because I really don't want that to be true. So while there was this back and forth, okay, we got a lot of pressure coming up. A lot of pressure coming up with the next election. And here's Trump. And Trump's the type of guy that he wants to take control. Okay? I mean, he doesn't like that he basically lost control of his whole country while on his watch. All right? He vowed not to let it shut down. He vowed to not let businesses go under. He vowed to keep the economy going. He was powerless. Just powerless. Because we're powerless against the virus. We're powerless against the media. We're powerless against, you know, fear. And we're powerless against people dying and hospitals not being ready and, you know, people not knowing where this virus came from and, you know, misinformation and back and forth. So, you know, here I think Trump kind of had the attitude of, you know what? Okay, this is on me. Whatever these guys come up with ends up being on me. This is my presidency. It's my legacy. So, you know what? This is what I want. So the reason why I don't mind some executive orders is because they're not these big bills that throw cow farts into it. I don't think there's any cow fart in anything that Donald Trump signed. However, this executive order, it needs a little bit more explaining, okay? So some people are pretty, pretty excited, but you need to kind of know what the breakdown is. So first, in terms of the unemployment, what Trump had done in his executive order is said, look, rather than 600, okay, you guys will get $400. All right, so you'll get an extra $400 a week. We're going to cut it back a little bit, but you'll still get more money than regular unemployment insurance, which, okay, some people like it, some people don't. But the little caveat to that is the federal government is only paying $300 of it. 25% has to come from the states. Now, I think the reason why he did that is you have a lot of states out there whose governors keep things closed. And mind you, we got hot spots and we got COVID and we're not here to debate that. But I think that 25% that has to come from the state starts to incentivize them to maybe you don't want to have a bunch of your constituents on unemployment because this is now coming out of you. Now, there is CARES Act money that's supposed to cover it, but already most state budgets are in trouble. So I don't know if the states can cover that extra $100 a week per person. But that's what the government did. The government said, look, we'll cover 75%, you cover the 100. Then the payroll taxes. So Donald Trump and the executive order, and I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Were his executive orders a good idea? Was it a bad idea? With payroll taxes, Donald Trump decided to defer, not cut. We all owe our taxes. But what he decided to do was defer your payroll taxes. These are the taxes that you get taken out for Social Security and Medicare and other things out of your paycheck, so your paychecks look bigger if you make under $100,000 a year. So if you make under $100,000 a year, your payroll taxes will be deferred. Not completely waived, but deferred. Now, I don't know when those get paid back. I haven't been able to read the language, so I don't know when that's going to come back to haunt you. Maybe it comes back during, you know, when you pay your taxes and you know, you're trying to ask for a refund, I don't know. But that does allow people temporarily who do go back to work to have a much juicier check. All right. Then with student loans, the student loan interest rate still deferred from what I understand, and I believe they don't have to make payments till the end of the year. You'll still owe on your student loans, but anybody that has student loans, they still have more of a deferment. And then I thought there was one other issue in here, and I apologize if I'm, oh yeah, now the evictions. Okay, so I don't know if it reinstates the previous moratorium. From what I understand, there's still eviction protection because they made it such that the landlords, if it's a federally funded loan, still have protection. Where there's still questions, and maybe you guys could answer it, is what do you do if you are a private landlord and your tenant isn't paying rent and you owe a bank that's not a federally funded loan? Do you still... are you going to still lose that property because your tenants aren't paying rent? Or do you still have that protection? So there was some eviction protection still. I just don't know if it extends to everybody. So basically it was a four-pronged executive order. Now, was that a good move? Was it a bad move? So politically, you know, it might have helped him temporarily because while Congress and the Senate was going back and forth, all the media was blaming Washington. You know, well, there's no leadership. And so we get really nervous with executive orders. We don't want people making executive orders and taking advantage and being dictatorial. However, you know, when you have people, you know, in a lot of trouble and you still have, you know, states closed down and, you know, shutdowns and restaurants not allowing you to eat back in the restaurant. You have to be outside in the hot parking lot, you know, somebody does have to take action. And, you know, if it looked like Congress was messing around with putting so many little extra things that would, I think there was even issues with the wall. I think they were trying to pass a bill that had to do with the, I mean, you know, I get immigration is important right now, but the issue at hand was unemployment. So why aren't we just passing a one-line bill that has to do with unemployment? So I like the fact that that got done. However, what I don't like is that, you know, we still don't have any idea on how we incentivize those who can get a job to go back to work and how we incentivize work to reopen for all these people that want to work that don't have a job. So the $400 a week is nice and it's great, but we're starting to run into people having been on unemployment now for months. And even though I'm hearing a lot of people can't wait to go back to work, I am also hearing other people saying, look, I'm liking my life. You know, I get to be with the kids. You know, I'm not dealing with toxic work environments, and boy, have people worked at toxic work environments. And I, you know, and so, you know, maybe I could do this for a while. And they're being honest. And I don't blame you. I mean, if you work with a bunch of really pieces of work and it's ruining you inside and you're not sleeping and you're not having good attitudes with the kids, why the hell work there? I mean, I don't blame you. I mean, the way we've done jobs and the way we've done industries now is, you know, it used to be you worked your butt off for a company and they have your back. These companies don't have people's backs anymore. So anyway, want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Was the executive order a good move or bad move? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so really quickly, I promised you guys I would talk to you about the study that came out regarding masks. Now, the study came from Duke University, and what the researchers were trying to do was describe an inexpensive way to test if a mask will be effective with droplet transmission. And they used a dark room, they had a laser beam, they had this box and a camera counting the droplets, and they had a speaker say, you know, stay healthy or stay safe, and, you know, so a pretty fixed group of words that would elicit certain droplets. You know, like if I go, mommy, I don't spit. But if I'm like, you know, what the flip will spray, and son of a, the S will cause spray. So they had to come up with a phrase, right? You know, and so they you know, just didn't do, you know, mommy. They made sure it was something that could spray. And then they looked at about, I think, 11 or 12 different types of masks. And, you know, we've been talking about masks since day one. And the results weren't that surprising. These N95 respirators did the best as long as they didn't have a valve, which we've talked about before. So the non-valved N95 masks did the best. And then the surgical masks, right, the multiple-layer surgical masks did second best. Although I don't know if that is as good as this. There is a little difference between the masks. But you see, these have layers. So these did second best, okay? Now, when they looked at cloth, some of the ones you guys are using at home, a lot of moms and mother-in-laws made a whole bunch of good-looking masks, and I see Vegas Golden Knight masks and Playoffs, baby. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, those look good, too. They didn't do as well as the N95 respirators, but they did okay. The bandanas, no. Bandanas just didn't do that well. Maybe it's because bandanas get wet really easily, you know, and maybe bandanas are pretty porous. So those didn't do well. Maybe it's because there's a lot of openings. But what actually was worse than no mask at all were your fleeces, were your neck, kind of the ones that are around the neck, like a scarf, and then you throw them over. Apparently these things, I mean, they're thin. I don't know if you can see me behind it, but they're thin. And the reason why these things were found, not the American flag, God bless American flag, but the reason why those masks did actually worse in terms of just no mask at all is it took the bigger droplets and then they think it made multiple smaller droplets. Well, smaller droplets last longer airborne than the bigger droplets. So if you have something that you're blowing into and exhaling into and then it disperses into smaller droplets and then it goes out there, they're like, why even, you know, just go back to the other sort of barriers. So I know a lot of us have been buying these, and the reason why is they're comfortable. It's cooler material because it's hot where I live. And if it's hot, if I don't think I'm going to be around anybody, I wear this. Right? You know, because I want to wear my face covering. I don't want somebody doing a Zoom long angle shot catching me not wearing a mask. I got this on. But if I'm going to be around other people, I'm wearing surgical masks. Okay? So, now the N95 respirators. So, on social media, people have been debating these N95 respirators as the day is long, saying it makes it worse. The reason why they were saying it is because they were talking about the valved N95 respirators. The N95 mask was originally designed to protect, right, the user from getting an illness. Okay, so when you're dealing with somebody with tuberculosis or whatever, you know, you wear one of these things so you don't get ill. I mean, masks do protect the wearer. I've always said that, and I don't understand why people don't, you know, they go, no, those are just helps, you know, other people. No, I think it protects you too, okay? These masks were designed to protect you, and I wore them for years, and I didn't seem to get sick when I would wear them for years with patients, and the patients didn't get sick. So as far as I'm concerned, we're all happy with them. They have to be a good mask. But the N95 respirator has that exhalation valve so that, you know, as you're breathing stuff in, you could still breathe it out, and it's a very thick mask. And the exhalation valve, you know, does seem to direct out your exhalation. Well, you're going to exhale anyway, but the valve might concentrate it. So the study authors have found that the valved ones might not offer protection around other people. So whenever you hear N95 masks doing well and you hear people online going, no, they make it worse, those are the valved ones. Most N95 respirators, I don't have one in front of me right now, is the one without the valve. And by the way, we can't really buy those anyway. Okay, those need to be reserved for the healthcare workers in the hospitals. So even though I'm a doctor, I don't buy them because, I mean, I'm doing telemedicine. I don't need the N95 for that. Okay, but what does all this mean? You know, because these masks, the mask issues keep coming up. People are breaking out. People are getting dry eyes. They're getting styes now. They're getting keelitis from fluid that they can't wipe away from their mouth. They're getting mask mouth, or they're getting bad breath and periodontal disease because they're not drinking as much fluid because their mouth is always covered and they feel like they can't remove their mask and sip on water. I mean, you know, when you used to work front desk or whatever, you could just sit there and all day long just, you know, drink your water. Well, now with the mask, you can't. I'm even noticing I'm taking in less water. I used to drink about 4 or 5 of these, and now I'm on 2 or 3 if I'm wearing a mask. And your body still needs the water. So, you know, I think these masks are going to eventually cause a little pool of issues, some unintended consequences. But because we're still dealing with huge outbreaks and, you know, we are finding, you know, some of the areas that seem to kind of social distance and mask do well, we're going to be supporting it, okay? And medical professionals will support the CDC and will support Fauci and will support the idea of try to have a barrier. But if the mask is causing you problems, you really do need to kind of, you know, come up with ways where you could still allow ventilation, still allow hydration, still clean your face, still brush your teeth, things like that. Now, that being said, we can wear masks as the day is long. Droplets were spread. If you kind of look at the study, and I put it on my Facebook and my Twitter, and I think KDWN is also posting it as well. But when you look at the data, there is spread of disease, okay? You know, you're not going to have 100% protection because people have to breathe. And so what I'm noticing is, you know, whether people are gathering in Vegas and hanging out or they're at a protest or at a party, many of them are wearing a mask and they think they're good. And they're right up next to people. I mean, I'll wear a mask and then I'll go mask kissy and I can mask kissy, you know, people. And it's not bad because we're not really kissing on the mouth because we have a mask, right? I do mask kissy. I love mask kissies. Mask kissies. I give mask kissies to my kids. I'm like, I want mask kissy. Yeah, because I had a little, but I always like do a little peck. Now they're grown up, you know, it's just on the cheek, but my kids aren't shaved and stuff like that. So I like, now I kind of kiss them on the mask. So I have to mask my mask to their mask. I was like, "Dee, okay, no. That is not what we should do to try to prevent COVID spread or any sort of disease spread." By the way, this is a dress rehearsal for those of you that, you know, are really underwhelmed by COVID and you don't really think that you know it's that dangerous and you're sick of the subject. Look at what we're doing as a dress rehearsal for a big nasty flu season or Ebola or something else. Okay, so and I think we've all been trained really well. I think we all kind of got it down. However, what we don't have down is people wear a mask and they still hang out with people. And they're standing like right up in each other's face with a mask. What this study to me from Duke did, which again was designed just to show inexpensive ways to test masks, but what this study to me elicited is you still have to socially distance. You still have to stay a good amount of area. And what that does is it increases the probability of the exhalation spreading out. So the chances of something directly going to you increases with distance. That's where physics comes in and math and algebra, and we won't really go there right now. So, you know, if you guys are like thinking about, okay, well, there's a barbecue or we got, you know, Labor Day coming up. And, you know, again, if you're high risk, the mask isn't going to help. You know, and I know you guys are sick and tired of hearing social distancing, and I think that is killing business. I don't know how businesses can compete. I don't know how businesses are going to stay open. And I can't wait for this virus to go away because we really can't last this long. But it also shows that the masks play a role, a significant role, but not the only role. 1-877. Speaking of roll, I want to eat a roll. I'm hungry. 1-877.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Boot Camp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.